Good morning, everyone. What a joy it is to be with you this morning and to celebrate. I've just been so excited to greet all of you, and I'm just so glad that you're here. Wanted to greet those that are watching online. There they are. Hey, friends online. Special shout out to you guys. I'm so glad you're tuning in and with us this morning. What a joyful morning. And that's the word that I keep thinking of to describe it, to describe this feeling. It's joy. It's mixed with other feelings, but the joy is kind of umbrella over all of it. We experience such joy of the season. And we've been going through these hymns and looking at phrases in the hymns of Christmas that stand out to us, that have a lot to say to us. And today we are focusing on Joy to the World, this beautiful hymn that sometimes we sing and we don't think about the words. We know it by heart, and it's such a go-to. But it's really not intended originally to be a Christmas song. There's nothing in it about a manger or shepherds or wise men or Mary or Joseph. It's an Advent song in talking about Christ coming again and this rejoicing, this joy that we feel knowing that God has come to us in Christ Jesus and that God will come again to us in the end. That God is here with us always. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King, were the words that Isaac Watts put down in 1719. When Charles Wesley was writing his hymns, Isaac Watts was writing this Joy to the World. Isaac Watts grew up in a church where they sang the Psalms, word for word, all the Psalms. And Isaac Watts found it, whatever the word was he had for it, it was the word that he was trying to say was boring. He thought it quite boring to just sing the Psalms. And so he paraphrased some of the Psalms in ways that we can sing them. And then years later, some of the melody was intermingled with the Messiah from Handel. And so you have these phrases. And you know Joy to the World. You could play this. It's wonderful. You can play it on just about any instrument. And it's taken from Psalm 98. And Psalm 98 gives the instructions to play it on the harp. I don't know anybody that plays the harp, but this is a harp. And so I thought, how cool. I'm driving around. You're stuck in traffic. You drive your family crazy. You just do that all the time. It's so joyful. It was our go-to song last week when we're gathered around and we're singing for our esteemed elders, the youth, and the club can do. Our children went and sang for folks that are in assisted living and homebound. It was just so wonderful to have that as a go-to. You know, we're singing Silent Night, and my dear mom starts to tear up every time we sang Silent Night. So many memories of being together in candlelight, and after we sing Silent Night, and I'm tearing up because she's tearing up, and folks are in, and then it's Joy to the World, you know, and we're all singing together. It's just beautiful. The lyrics that were written have to do with receiving our King, and we know that at Christmas time, God came to us in the flesh as a little baby. And when I think about let earth receive her King, I think about the whole world in this posture that you find yourself in when somebody has a baby that they're going to let you hold. Oh, what a joy. I've had three babies that were mine, and I could hold them all the time. You didn't even have to be careful. You can grab their leg, you know, dangle them here. But you're careful with it when it's somebody else's baby, and you get to hold it. Let earth receive her King. I think about this posture of outstretched arms as if you're receiving a baby or giving a gift. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him once the lines of people and cars and everything, and that our hearts need to prepare him room. Heaven and nature singing the song together, it's just beautiful. There's a third verse that gets omitted oftentimes. It's not really in Psalm 98 where most of these lyrics are from. It's no more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. We think about these thorns from the original curse in Genesis 3, how the ground will no longer produce the fruit as easily, that we'd have to work for it, that there's pain intermixed, and isn't life like that? That there's a painfulness in it as well. There's a hurt, a separation. And this is the wonderful news, the good news, that he's blessed as far as the curse is found. If you turn from Psalm 98, if you're reading later, Psalm 98 goes a couple of pages over to Psalm 103, and it says that God will separate our sins as far as the east is to the west. And that is such a big concept. And you might be asking, why the east from the west? Why didn't God separate our sins from the north to the south? Right? Sounds logical. Well, the north has a pole, you know, where Santa Claus is and all, on the pole, right? And there's a south pole. He's at the south pole. Is it north pole, Santa Claus? Anyway, if you go north and south, if you go far enough north, you're going to start heading south again. Right? If you go far enough south, you're going to start heading north again. But from the east to the west, on its axis, the sun always rises in the east and sets in the west. And the temple in Jerusalem is built on an east-west continuum. Did you know this? That the Holy of Holies is towards the east. The sacrifice would be towards the west. The priests go in this east-west continuum. And all this was before we had any pictures of the earth. They didn't really know that the earth was round back then, but they intuited it. God knew that. I find that fascinating. Far as the curse is found, as far as from the east is to the west. And then the glories of his righteousness in the last verse, and wonders of his love. I love that it uses the word wonders of his love. That we are to be filled with wonder. That even though we've heard these things before, these stories that we share at Christmas, that we sometimes we even know them by heart, that there is a childlike wonder that comes over us and a joy that is unending. And as I talk about joy, and as we read the scripture here in just a second with the children, I know that there are some folks in here that just aren't feeling that joy. That's true. Sometimes joy is not really even a feeling. It's a state of being. It's because of our faith. It's because we have hope that we have joy. I remember those that are grieving loved ones, especially around the holidays, that the Christmas just doesn't seem like it's the same without our loved ones here. And then I think about that joy. There is a hymn that we love to sing at celebrations of life, and it's called In the Garden. And the joy comes in a whole different way. It says that when we think about our loved one and this intimacy that they have now with Christ, it's the joy that is shared. The joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Like, we can't even know it. We don't even have a way of wrapping our minds around this joy that is eternal. The joy that we share in that intimacy with Christ. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Psalm 98 in your Bible. It's this joyful, joyful message to us. My hope for today is that we hear it in a whole new way. I'll invite our youth and children up. They know their parts. Here they come. They'll ready for this Are you guys ready? Okay, they're going to help me read it. The youth and children will be reading from the Message translation, and I will be reading from the New International Version. Are y'all in order? Man. Okay. Y'all know who's first? Okay. All right, Matt is first. Now you gotta wait for me. I'm gonna say the part from the NIV, and you guys are gonna echo with the Message. And just a little word to you guys, joyfully is what we're looking for. Okay? Great joy. Okay. All right. Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him.
Sing to God a brand new song. He's made a world of wonders. He rolled up his sleeves. He set things right.
The Lord has made known his salvation and revealed his righteousness to the nations.
God made history with salvation. He showed the world what he could do.
He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
He remembered to love us, a bonus to his dear family, Israel, indefatigable love. The whole earth comes to attention. Look, God's work of salvation.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music.
Shout out your praises to God. Everybody let loose and sing. Strike up the band.
Yeah. All right. Make music to the Lord with the harp. With the harp and the sound of singing.
Round up an orchestra to play for God. Add on a 100-voice choir.
100-voice choir. Uh-huh. With trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn, shout for joy before the Lord, the King.
Feed your trumpets and big trombones. Fill the air with praises to God, King God.
Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it.
Let the sea and its fish give a round of applause with everything living on earth joining in.
Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy.
Let ocean breakers call out encore and mountains harmonize the finale.
Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. And he will judge the world in righteousness and the people with equity.
A tribute to God.
Amen. Would you guys stay up here, and would you stand as we sing together the first verse of Joy to the World with this 100-voice choir that we have already assembled? Strike up the band.